7:48, and said unto her, Woman, thy sins are forgiven. And they said at meat with him and began to say within themselves, Who in the world is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith. Thy faith hath saved thy save thee. All the faith that every happy woman's born for our children. But undoubtedly, God has touched a man in people's minds to where they decided to give woman a woman's mind. They don't have a man's mind.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
kingdom down, Lord Jesus.
Satan, we're gonna tear your
the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, yeah.
For the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Oh yes,
you've been building your kingdom.
Oh yes. But listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Listen, but the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God. I love you.
to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger. Yeah, yeah. All I know, great enough. For I know, great enough.
The Bible said, then wait on the Lord. He said, I renew your strength. And when you wait on him, he'll make things all right. When you wait, he'll bring that wondering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Have you ever experienced in your life when you ask the Lord to spare a sick loved one's life? Somebody came to me one day, said, Sister Shirley, I've been asking God for me for a long time. I thought I had what I wanted. What do I do when I name him and claim her, and somebody else walks down the aisle with them? Well, I told them, don't worry about it. He wasn't yours, no how. I'll give you about 2 weeks. She'll want to throw him back. What do I do, Shirley Ann, when I go to the car lot and name and claim a car and somebody else drives off in it? Well, that's not the only car they made. Wait on the Lord. Good God Almighty. What do I do when I lay my hands on a house? God told me he'd give me the desires of my heart, and somebody else moves into it. Let me tell you what to do. Don't lose no sleep over that house. I heard the Lord say, I got another building, I got another house for you, if you can just wait on the Lord. That's what I did. I made up in my mind I had to wait on the Lord. So what you need to do is do like I did and purpose in your heart and say this: I'm gonna wait on the Lord. My blessings are on the way.
I'm gonna wait on the Lord.
No matter what people say, he said he would. I'm
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Zena Alexandria.